You may be seated if you would open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. My subject this morning, guard your thinking. Guard your thinking. These are some of the most powerful verses in the entire Bible. And if you can get a hold of this principle that I'm preaching today, it will change your life forever. Look at Philippians 4 and 4. The Apostle Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." That means you're to be a happy camper. Amen? Look at verse 5. "Let your moderation or your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing or be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." And this is the scripture that freed me as a young Christian some 36 years ago. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." God gives us 8 areas where we are to think and we're to control our thoughts. Notice it says that the peace of God will keep or guard your minds. You need to guard your thinking. The mind is the battleground where the devil launches his attacks. That's where he launches it from. I'm a combat veteran in Vietnam. I knew where the enemy was going to launch from. I knew about the time he was going to launch. But sometimes they put ambushes out there, and we didn't know what was going to happen. But the devil, he launches his attack through the mind. And today I want to talk to you about guarding your thinking and guarding your mind. Make sure that you control your thoughts. Don't let anything else do it. Amen? Let us pray. Father, thank you for the singing, the anointing, Lord, the testimonies, the presence of your Spirit here today. Now, Father, we've come to the preached word of God. Lord, let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. Let me preach the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Give us a listening ear. Seat us together in heavenly places. Let us come together with one accord. Hallelujah. And Lord, let faith rise and let there be manifestations of your glory. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. See, the devil always enters into your thinking, into your body, or into your personality through your mind. And if you can ever get this in your mind, you will realize that you only have to close one door to the devil, and that door is your mind. Your mind is how the devil tries to get a hold of you. And you have to think something before you can ever become something. I said you have to think something before you can ever become something. George Washington Carver, I've said this so many times that people thought I said it, but no, the peanut man said it. George Washington Carver, he said, "Start where you are, use what you have, make something of it, and never be satisfied." And before you can ever become something, you got to think it. Amen? The Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." We all have thoughts, but what should you think about? Well, I gave it to you. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, think on these things. That's what God commands us. Amen? So your thoughts are very important to your walk. Well, I made a rhyme. Your thoughts are important to your walk. So guard your mind. Do not accept wrong thoughts, but reject them in Jesus' name. You know, the reason people live in lust is because they think lust. Now, let me preach a little while. When lust comes into your mind, if you meditate on that lust, it will drive you to do lustful things. If you don't believe it, let me give you some word. James 1 and 14. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and when sin has finished, it bringeth forth death." That's what the devil wants to do, is to bring you down, to kill you spiritually, to keep you from getting answered prayer. So control your thoughts and guard your mind. And if you're watching pornography, I promise you, if you watch it long enough and think about it long enough, you will gravitate toward it. What you gaze at will draw you. I can tell you that. In 1982, no, 2002, when the Lexus SC-430 came out. My wife gave me one of them for Christmas, but it was a model. She didn't give me the real deal. 2 years later on a Christmas, I gave her the real deal. Why? Because I had that impression in my mind, and she gave me that car, and I gazed at it so long that I bought the thing. Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Jealousy, the Bible says, is as cruel as the grave. And it's terrible to have to live with a jealous person. Some men and some women, they are just so jealous. It's a terrible thing, and it gets a hold of you. And every time you turn around, you're just jealous and suspicious, and it ruins your entire relationship. And the reason that you're jealous is because of your thinking process. The devil puts this thought and that thought and another thought and another thought into your mind, and you get mad with one another all because of what you are thinking. Jealousy comes by wrong thinking. Envy comes the same way. And there are so many people that are envious of other people. I remember when I was working in corporate America, and people would get upset because this person got a promotion or this person got a raise. I said, it doesn't bother me a bit. I'm so glad for them. I said, I can't spend what they get. I can only spend what I get. And I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to strive. And I saw myself as being somewhere in corporate America, and I gravitated toward that and reached my objective. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Somebody go on, praise God. Amen. Envy starts with wrong thinking. Hatred starts the same way. Divorce starts with thinking. And if you watch television and you see ungodly things that everybody is doing, they look so happy and you wonder, well, what in the world has happened to my life? Thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Let me tell you, wrong thoughts will ruin your life. Let me tell you something about Hollywood. It is all veneer. It's all play acting. And it does not reflect real life. And if you get to watching wrong movies, you will think it's all right to sleep around with anybody, anytime, any place. It's just immoral thinking. And we know that the thinking of America over the last few years has changed when it comes to morals. If the Bible says something is sin, it is sin. It is sin for everybody. And I don't care what Hollywood or what the United States government says. I want to tell you something. There is a law above man's law, and it's called the Holy Bible. This book right here is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. It will guide us. It will lead us. Praise God. And if you will follow its concepts, its precepts, and the commandments of God, you will make heaven your eternal home. And if you violate God's principle, you're only hurting yourself. Thank God for the word. Amen. Glory to God. Before you ever think about marriage, today, you know what people do? They live in trial relationships. They have babies out of wedlock. And that's the cultural teaching. That's not what the word of God teaches. The culture says it's okay. And if young people listen long enough to what the culture says, they think it's okay. Then when they think about marriage, they think, well, I'll get married, and if I don't like this one, if it doesn't work out, I'll just get me another one. That's how our culture thinks today. Hollywood and the talk shows and our educational system, they have molded the thinking of the younger generation. And it's up to the church to rise, hallelujah, in the power of God and the anointing, so that when we speak a word, we don't speak holiness with harshness. We speak holiness with love, because the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And the Bible says, preach the word in love, be instant in season, rebuke, correct, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The time will come, and the day and age is here, when men will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And my Bible says, from such, turn away. Hallelujah. Just turn away from it. Don't let it affect your thinking. Get into the book and get your mind renewed by the word of God. You know, murder starts with a wrong thought. Suicide starts with a wrong thought, and it's the devil who puts those thoughts in your mind. So guard your mind. Your mind is not a garbage can. Don't let people put unclean things in your mind, and don't let anything defile your mind. No, no, no. Tell the devil, You've got authority. Resist him. I promise you he will flee from you. Tell the devil, my mind is not a garbage can. My mind belongs to God. I'm the temple of the living God. God said, I'll walk in me, in them. I'll dwell in them, and I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. Hallelujah. See, you've got to resist the devil, and you've got to fight him, and you've got to guard your mind. The Apostle Paul said, fight. Fight the good fight of faith. I know about fighting. Hallelujah. I'm a combat man. When I first got saved, I said, God, I just love everybody. I said, what am I going to do? I don't know. Lord, how am I going to contain that aggression that was in me? One day I was reading Ephesians chapter 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. I said, well, Lord, it sounds like somebody's fighting to me. And God told me, he said, take that combat experience that you have and use it in the kingdom of God. And I'll take it and I'll bless it. And where you've been weak, I'll make you strong. Hallelujah. See, God can change your whole world. That's what he did. We didn't go looking God. God came looking us. Hallelujah. You weren't looking God. It was God in his mercy. God in his love said, I'm going to stop by and I'm going to pick him out. I'm going to lay my hands on him. Said, you've not chosen me. He said, but I've chosen you and I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And he hand selected each and every one of us. Somebody go and praise God because you are redeemed. Amen. See, if your mind is polluted with wrong thoughts, it will affect your body. It will affect your emotions. Wrong thoughts can make you sick. Let me tell you, the scientific world knows that. The medical profession knows that. That's how the devil comes against you. He comes through the mind. Now look at what God says, Isaiah 55 and 6. I love this. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He is near. He is just as near as the whisper of his name. His presence is in this place. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his what? His thoughts. And let them return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon them and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. You know, in order to get saved, you had to forsake your ways. You had to forsake your thoughts. Forsake the idea that you can go to heaven by living good. Forsake the idea that if you keep the golden rule, you'll go to heaven. Forsake the idea if I join this denomination, I'll go to heaven. Forsake the idea if I get baptized in the right way, then I'll go to heaven. Oh, don't accept this idea. Forsake it. There are many ways to heaven. How many of you heard that in the culture that we live in today? No, no, no. You have to forsake those thoughts and you have to realize there is only one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, if you've never experienced that, you can't really understand that. And you'll understand that as I talk more in this message here about your mind and how the devil comes against the mind. See, God's ways and God's thoughts are not our ways and our thoughts. Amen. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Let him return unto me. I love this. I will have mercy upon him. I will abundantly pardon. Then God talks about your thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways. Are your ways my ways, saith the Lord? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God and God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God's ways are higher than our ways. And guess what? They're better also. Hallelujah. John Hagin said, every thou shalt not is God's way of saying, don't hurt yourself. Amen. Don't hurt yourself. God's ways are wonderful. Now, the devil will try to give you his thoughts. The devil will tell you that lump in your breast is cancer. Ah, that spot on your ear is cancer. I've had a heart operation, and my wife knows that for 3 days I walked around for pain right down to my heart, and I had to rebuke that devil. Heart disease. Heart disease. I said, no, I don't have heart disease. No, I got some gas. I don't have heart disease. Jesus, I had a quadruple bypass, and half what the doctors did, it failed. But Jesus bypassed my heart the last time with collateral artery. I got excellent blood flow. Woo! Hallelujah. I tell you, there's a God in heaven. Hallelujah. Give him everything you got, and you can get everything he has. Go and praise him. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil will tell you that pain in your body is a deadly thing. The devil will tell you that something's going to happen to your family. Something bad is going to happen to your children. And he does that to put fear into your heart. God said, forsake those thoughts. God said, don't accept what the devil is telling you. Your mind is the battleground. If you're going to live in victory, you'll have to think God's thoughts. Now look at this. I want you to look at Jesus. He's the greatest example we could ever have. Hebrews 12 and 1. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run our race with patience. Hallelujah. Let us, the race that is set before us, as a race, we're headed somewhere. Not everybody in the race wins the prize. Amen. But you can win it. Hallelujah. It's talking about the heroes of faith in the 11th chapter that precedes this. Now look at Hebrews 12 and 2. It says, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author, the originator, and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Look at what Jesus endured for the joy that was set before him. He looked beyond the cross and he saw eternity. He looked beyond the suffering and he saw the glory. He saw all of us getting saved. Hallelujah. He saw the splendors of heaven. He saw himself being seated at the right hand of the Father in a glorified body. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. If your eyes are on eternity in heaven and what is waiting for you after this life, you can endure anything. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Think about the joy of heaven. Think about a land with no more crying, no more sighing, no more dying. Think about the fact that you're going to forever and ever and ever and ever be with your loved ones. Hallelujah. Think about the fact that you'll have a body that will never grow old, never get tired, never die. Woo! Hallelujah. I love it. Psalms 103, verse 5. That's my scripture. He satisfies our mouth with good things and renews our youth like the eagles. And the older I get, the more I like that verse. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. But the psalmist said, hallelujah, he will renew our youth. Aren't you glad that you have a power inside of you in a world that's groaning? The whole creation is groaning, but we're new creations. And this body is ticking time, it's taking time, it's taking its toll. But guess what? We got the Holy Ghost inside of us. Hallelujah. And he's quickening this body by the Spirit. You don't have to get old and sick and decrepit to die. Moses climbed a mountain when he was 120 years of age. Caleb stood at 85. Look at his thinking. Give me this mountain. Woo! I'm well able to take it. Is that your thought today? If it's not, get your mind changed by the word of God. I'm well able. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you one thing. You can have joy no matter what trial you're going through. For the joy that was set before him. Look at that Hebrews 12 and 2. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now look at this, Hebrews 12 and 3. For consider him, consider Jesus, is what it's saying, that endured such contradiction or opposition of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. That is. So the first place you need to get victory is in your brain, in your mind. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. You faint or you give in your mind. Don't go getting all those doctor's pills trying to get shot up here and shot up. Pretty soon you're coming down. But if you'll just get the joy of the Lord, woo! The peace of God that passeth all understanding, and realize you're the righteousness of God, you can endure any trial or anything that comes your way if you'll set your affection upon things above and not upon the things of the earth. Paul said, if you then be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above and not upon the things of the earth. And when Christ, which is our life, is he your life, shall appear, we're going to disappear, and then we're going to appear with him in glory. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. Consider him. The first place that you faint is in your mind. The devil bombards your mind with suicide so much that you get faint, you get weak, and then you give into it. He will bombard your mind with homosexual thoughts until you faint and just give into it like people in our culture are doing today and say, I'm a homosexual and I was born that way. That is the devil's lie. God never made a homosexual. God never made a lesbian. God made normal people. Amen. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. We have people in our society that said, God made me this way. No, God calls it vile affection. God called it an abomination. And he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities, because of that wickedness. Don't listen to what the talk shows and the people would say that anything and everything is all right. If God said it's wrong, then it's wrong. I don't care who comes around flirting and strutting. They are wrong, wrong, wrong. This is the everlasting eternal gospel of Jesus Christ, and the word of God is forever settled in heaven. It doesn't matter what the culture says. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto me. I will have mercy upon him, and I will abundantly pardon. The Bible says they have become vain, talking about lesbians and homosexuals. They become vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And for this cause, God gave them up to vile affection, men with men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Guard your mind. Guard your thinking. You cannot think perverted thoughts and be normal. Let me say that again. You cannot think perverted thoughts and be normal. God is a good God, and God made all things good. Matter of fact, when he started speaking things into existence, said, it was good, it was good, it was good, it was good. When he created man, he said, very good. Oh, yeah, God says you're very good. God thinks something of you. He spared not his own son. He sent him to the cross. He let him die. He let him suffer. He let him bleed. It took precious blood. It took the blood of the sacrificial lamb. It took a perfect sacrifice. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and let the unrighteous forsake his thoughts. God said, let them return unto me, and I'll have mercy upon them, and I will abundantly pardon them. Guard your mind. Guard your thinking. Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart and in his mind, so is he. You cannot think poverty and have wealth. You cannot think sickness and have health. You cannot think down and go up. You cannot think depression and have joy. No, 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 you cannot think the devil's thoughts and have God's thoughts. You've got to change your mind and renew your mind with the word of God. Hallelujah. Renew your mind. Present yourself to God a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How many want to live in the perfect will of God? That's where I want to live. I want my prayers answered. Matter of fact, when you come to this altar and you got sickness and disease in your body, when I lay these holy hands on you, praise God, I want to see a manifestation of the glory of God. This place is full of testimony. People delivered from drugs, delivered from alcohol, delivered from all kind of stuff. Glory to God. And if you hadn't got delivered yet, take your stuff and throw them on the altar and start thinking straight, and you'll get your life straight. Don't wait for God to take it. People say, I'm just waiting for God to take it. God is not a taker. God is a giver. You didn't get saved by God taking your sin. You had to go to that old rugged cross and say, I'm a sinner. I give you my sins, Lord. I receive the gift of righteousness. Somebody go and praise God. God does not take. You give it to him, God will take it then. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Amen. Guard your thoughts. Don't let the devil put things in your mind. Reject them instantly. Replace them and recognize that the thoughts that disturb you, they are not your own. That negative voice that sets limitations on you and it tells you that you cannot achieve and you cannot success, that negative voice is not you. It is the devil. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. So get an I can attitude. I can do all things, not in my strength, but in the strength of the one that loved me and gave himself for me and called me and put his Holy Ghost power inside of me. Have you got power? Quit shaking and go do something with it. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, the church needs to rise up and realize who she is. For years and years, they said the four-minute mile could never be broken. Never, never, never. It can't be done. That was the standard, and it said it can never be broken. And so men and women accepted the limitations of the four-minute mile. But that was a young man who refused to accept that limitation, and he went out, and he did it, and he broke the four-minute mile. And since then, many people have done it. I mean, it's just the norm of a good runner today. I had a guy that works for me here. He told me, said, my mother, she wanted me, didn't want me to go to college out in Tennessee. Said, I had a scholarship. I was a fast runner. Said, the four-minute mile had just been broken. He said, I was running pretty close to that four-minute mile. He said, you know, if mother had let me go on out of that college, she was afraid. She said, it's too far. You know what he did? He joined the army. He said, and I ended up in Germany, and I said, mother's this far enough for you. Don't try to limit somebody by your small thinking. Think big. Glory to God. There's a whole lot more inside of you than you have ever realized. That's omnipotence. That's God Almighty living inside of you. Turn him loose. Hallelujah. Go and praise him. You are somebody. You matter to God. So don't set limits in your thinking. Don't say, I could never. Don't say, I could never have enough money to pay my bills. I could never get out of debt. I could never take care of my children. I could never send them to college. I could never be healthy and strong. No, no, no. You have locked yourself in by your thoughts. You did it. Nobody else did it to you. The devil put that thought in your mind and you accepted it. They told me certain things I couldn't do in the business world. They said it won't work. I've had people tell me things in church, said, you can't do that. God won't do that. I just quit listening to their negative thoughts and their negative comments, and I marched right past a lot of them just doing a whole lot of things. Not because of me, but because of him. Hallelujah. I found out that God is inside of me. I found out that I can think God's thoughts. And I found out God's ways are better than my ways. His ways are higher than my ways. And if I just walk in his way, woo! Eyes not seen, is not heard, it's not even entered the hearts of man. The things God has prepared that those that love him. Do you love him? Go on, praise him. The miracle is on the way. If you just think miracles, hallelujah. Break the power of the devil and get an I can do attitude. I can do all things through Christ with strength. I can do attitude. Miracles come in cans. I can. Say it. I can. Say it. I can. I can. I can. I can do it. I can get out of this place that I'm in. I'm looking at that brother Milton last year. He was homeless. Didn't have a place. Today he lives in an apartment. Got a new refrigerator, a new stove, a new bed suit and mattresses and all that stuff. And got a Lexus. Hallelujah. Go and praise the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. God, send it on down. Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down. Let the Holy Ghost and fire send it on down. Amen. Something inside of you. Look at Ephesians 3 and 20. I love this. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Isn't that beautiful? I like that. He is able. God is able. And he lives in you. He lives in me. And he is able. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He is able. He is able to do exceeding. He is able to do exceeding abundantly. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. According to the power that work in you. God is able. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. He is able. And I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know, glory to God. That clears my mind. That clears my brain. That clears my thinking. Hallelujah. He is able. I said, our God is able. I said, our God is able. With man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. There are impossibilities with man. There are no impossibilities to the God that you serve. Go on and praise him for your miracle. Turn your faith loose and let it work for you in Jesus' name. See, that's the kind of thinking that will change your life and change your world forever if you think God's thoughts. Now, if the devil can get into your thinking and block your mind, he will block your faith. Let me say that again. If the devil can get into you and block your mind, he will block your faith. Don't let anything limit you. Don't let it limit your thinking, because if it limits your thinking, it will limit your faith. God wants you to know that you can guard your mind. And remember this, one wrong thought can keep you in bondage for a lifetime. Just one wrong thought. Am I preaching all right? Some of you are looking at me like, I don't believe that. I'm giving you word this morning. One wrong thought can keep you in bondage and in slavery, chains of the devil for a lifetime. Guard your mind. Guard your thinking. Hallelujah. Oh, let me go on. Hallelujah. You frame your world by your words. And before you can ever say anything, you must think those thoughts in your mind. Before you ever say anything, you must think those thoughts in your mind. That's why the devil doesn't want you reading your Bible. He doesn't want your mind renewed by the Word of God. 26% of this church last year read their Bible all the way through. If you didn't read yours through, shame, 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 shame on you. We've been doing it since 2005. Get into the book. Get into the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Hallelujah. Remember that old song? Brother Philip, come here a moment, please. You were telling me about thoughts earlier. I had it written down somewhere. We're going to try to get this right, but what were you telling me about a thought?
Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your deeds. Your deeds become who you are.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, the devil wants to blind your mind. That's another rhyme. The devil wants to blind your mind. Look at 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. Now, when I read this verse, I got so mad at the devil, because when I got saved, I said, Mother, I was 36 years old. I was 37. I said, Mother, why didn't I give my heart to Jesus a long time ago? She said, Son, you were blind and you had blinders on. You couldn't. I said, Mother, this is the greatest thing I've ever known in my life, being a Christian. I said, why didn't I do that as a little boy? I heard him call in my name. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard that voice? You on the right track then. Look at this, 2 Corinthians 4 and 3, the great apostle Paul said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now look at this, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Notice here's a revelation. Look at that, the God of this world, in whom the God of this world, the devil is the god of the world system. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But the devil is, he's the god, the little g, of the world system. Satan is the god of this world, and he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and said, all of this will I give you if you will just fall down and worship me. Jesus did not say, Satan, you're a liar. These are not yours. These are mine. They all belong to my Father. No, he didn't do that. Because Jesus knew that Satan was the god of the world system. And the world system is under the control of the devil. I know we got a lot of good people in government. We got a lot of Christians there. But the world system is under the control of the devil. Let me give you some scripture. 1 John 5:14. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Do you see that? God knows what's going on, but the devil is the god of this world, and he has power over the world system. He has power in the governments of the world. Did you know that? And the less, have you ever noticed that the less of God's light, the less of God's word we have in our institutions in this country, the grosser and grosser darkness become? Have you ever noticed that the less Christians speak out, the more the devil's kingdom is manifest? It's time for the church to rise up and stand together. We are coming together Wednesday night at 6:30 at Peace Church down the road. And a prayer rally. We're looking for 1,000 praying saints. Hallelujah. Can we do it? Yes, we can do it. Let's get together and do it. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Woo, hallelujah. We've allowed the government, listen to me, to remove prayer and the Bible and the name of Jesus from our public institutions and our schools. Oh, my friend, the angelic messenger announced his birth and said, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. And God has highly exalted that name and given him a name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Say it. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Say it again. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. And he's my Lord. Say it. He's my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, this nation, it was founded upon the principles of God's word and the name of Jesus. Don't let those slick, polished politicians tell you otherwise. Don't let them change the history. Oh, they're trying to change the history, taking certain things out of history. History is history. Man is desperately wicked, the heart of it. Who can know it? Thank God we fixed a lot of things that were wrong, but we don't need to go back. We need to go on, praise God, with the mind of Christ and fix everything. Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory. Don't wallow in your past. The Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. God is more interested in your present and what you're doing than he is in your past. And God is more interested in your future than he is in your past. So forget the things that are behind. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Tell somebody, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Notice how the devil works in your mind. He will blind your mind to the beauty of your wife and how precious that relationship is. He will blind your mind to how wonderful your family is and what God has given you. The Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Do you have a Christian wife? Do you have a godly wife? Her price is far above rubies. And the Bible also says, like a gold ring in a pig snout is a beautiful woman without discretion, or a beautiful woman with no morals and with no godly values. She can strut her stuff all she wants to, but her beauty is only skin deep if she is ungodly. And the devil, he will take you down, 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 down. God's strongest man, Samson. God's wisest man, Solomon. And God's best man, David, they all fell to the twinkle of those eyes. One man said that a woman has sent more men to hell than another tool the devil has. But thank God for the virtuous woman. He that findeth a wife, woo, woo, glory, hasha, grumbo, haya. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and findeth favor of the Lord. Say it, I am blessed, blessed, blessed. And highly favored of God. I got one. Woo! Glory to God. I said I got one. Hallelujah. I used to dream I didn't have one, but I got a pretty one. I got a good one. I got a godly one. Hallelujah. I love you, darling. Amen. Some people go get married to the first thing that comes along on 2 feet. God put Adam to sleep. He woke up and he brought the woman to him. He said, "Woo! Wow, woman. Hallelujah." That's how she got her name. Woo! Wow, woman. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, takes favor of the Lord. Amen. The devil will blind your mind to the healing and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He will blind your mind by tradition. He will blind your mind and make you think God is a bad God. But I want to tell you something. God is a good God. The psalmist said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? That the son of man that thou should visit him." Before you ever rolled over this morning, God was thinking about you. Before you ever got out of that bed and realized it's time to get up, God's mind was on you. God thinks about you. God loves you. Hallelujah. And we as Christians, we should guard our mind and we should guard our thoughts. That's why I love this confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Let us stand. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you've never been born again, we're going to come to the altar. I want you to come. If you're watching by a live stream, you never received Jesus, say, "Lord, I repent of my sin. I realize you're the only way to heaven. I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all sin. I receive you as my Savior." If you pray that prayer, we want to invite you to come out here. Tell somebody about it. Come out here. And we want to teach you. We want to train you. We want to empower you with the Word of God. Pastor Ricky.
How great is our God.
Hallelujah.
Sing with me.
All right. Altar time now. This is one of the most important times in your life. Don't you go out that back door. Get down here and talk to God. Set your mind on godly things. Forget about that meal. Don't let your mind control you. Don't let your stomach control you. Let the Spirit control you. Hallelujah. Everybody come. Just come and talk to the Lord. This altar is so important. There are people that are struggling with issues in life. You may be the key. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for Milton's miracle. Woo! Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for homes. I thank you, Lord, for your healing. Lord, just one wrong thought about you not being a healer can bind us and blind us forever. But God, you're the same, Lord Jesus, today and today and forever. We praise you. We thank you that your word is true. Lord, we give us all of ourselves to you. So we can get everything. Come on in real close. Let everybody come in. Come on in close. Make room in this altar. Hallelujah.